blessing me, strengthening me. I tell you, ooh, I'm telling you, I don't know what to do up here. I said, Lord, I don't know how to make way for all these preachers. Gotta let them preach. After a while, I ain't gonna be able to preach because there'll be so many other preachers. I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus today. I've got a mind to go on and serve him. Yes, Lord. And as you all begin to testify, I'm going to put my shoes off. I saw what the Lord was saying and what he said in this hour. When he told me that he was going to decorate my floor with signs, wonders, and miracles. I can see the signs and the wonders. I can see it. I can see that what God is doing. When you can believe God no matter what it is, no matter what it look like, you're getting there then. You get in the place where God wants you to be. Amen. And he will never let you down. Never. God don't let. I thought about what Jackie said, and I thought, Lord, you know, that's just you. I said, we worry too much. We do. All of us do. We worry too much. I said, we learn how to give cash our cares up on you like you told us to do. We'd be some happy folks. Because, you know, I thought about when Jackie's got up and talking about Mama Nina. It's terrible. But, you know, I thought about it. I said, Lord, you know, her praying and saying and what she said to God. You know, Lord, you let her, don't let her get hurt or this or that. And when she, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say. I just believe that God is wanting to give us peace. I believe he wants to show us how to go through these trials that we're having now. You know what I mean? And go and believe him. And when she got up and, girl, you topped the cake. All y'all topped the cake. I don't know which one was the best. I'll tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. I just got so blessed this morning. I said, oh, God. I said, now I'm trying to learn how to be this. Now I got to learn how to get back and let these ministers talk. You know how I likes to talk. You know, Lord, I'm going to have to get some days for sister to preach and devil to preach and devil. I can see what God is doing. He's doing wonderful things. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I've been a minister a long time. And I've raised young people. But I have never had a group like this where people are getting so strong. They, you know, like Samson, I said, you know, it's just really pulling me. I said, you got to help me because I ain't never had a group like this. But I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus today. Will you stand on your feet just a moment? And we just want to praise him. Let's just learn how to praise him. We don't know. We come to the house of God and we don't know, Lord. We want to praise you. And I know there's other people that's got praise, you know. Hallelujah. And so I got over early this morning, keeping this time with God, told me to fit to 30 days. Praise the Lord. And as I was ministering to the Lord, he began to minister to me. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, give us music so we can praise you. Give us, you know, so the music can praise you. So and as you begin to sing today, that angels got in again. I said, now, Lord, I know angels don't talk about being saved, but you got a choir. You had a choir this morning saying, with you. You had somebody out there. I mean, I was putting my hands over my ears because I said, Lord, am I really hearing this? But I heard the angels. I heard a band of somebody here in this church singing praises unto God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know he's here. And all it do is make you want to pull closer. God, let me. And I was we was talking this morning, and we was talking about some things, and I said, Lord, you know, it's got, and I'm glad you said this, Lord, I don't know what to do, it's got to be you. You know, there's some things that you know in your heart, God. You know, you don't see no way out. You don't know what to do. I need to do. That's all I need to do. It's laid up on him. I don't care how old I've gotten. I can't go back. I'm trying to live back there. Don't live in your failures. Don't live with what you didn't do. Start where you are right now and say, God, I'm going on forward. Right while I'm shifting in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the devil want to do is keep us back. Forget about it. Let's go on. Every day, his mercy is new every day. Thank you, Jesus. And I thought about Brother Leonard. I just niece, Janelle. Sister D's granddaughter, and she came up in prayer. Hallelujah. So let us pray, keep praying for one another. Praise the Lord. But you know, when it all wind down and God do that thing, he do it good. Like our God. What you have to do is we got to get into where he is. And we're getting there. And he's so sweet. Ain't he sweet? He was saying, this child was shot 9 times. Don't you think he ain't thinking? Don't you think? What I want you to do is keep your mind together. If you understand what I'm saying. Taking the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. In Jesus. Don't be worried about blah, blah, blah. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Good. Amen. So, Father, we thank you today. We just praise you today. We wish we knew how to really get down and like you want us to. But we do the best we can, Lord. Today, Lord, we're going to be set free. Well, we can show up praise you for eternal. Lord, they say the angels praise you 24-7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We in the earth, but we're not of the earth. We're right down here, but Lord, we want to praise you. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm getting to the place, but I guess I'm getting old, I guess. I'm getting well. I want you to take my life. What's left? I know I ain't going to live forever. Oh, whoop. Children, this year, these years have gone by like, ain't this sister? Amen. Amen. But I'm still here. And I told the Lord, I said, this is right. I just feel like if we just give it all to God, we worry too much. We. And so, Leslie, when you say you went to the doctor, you say, Lord, I'm telling you, Jesus. It's either done or it ain't done. It's got to be you or it ain't you. Everything to God. And it comes out good. Because, see, he wants you to shout. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray as we go into this word. I was really in here, in John, so I got to go back and do what you say. I'm old enough to understand that. But bless everybody. But look like it's a specific somebody. I don't know. But you know, God is a good meaning. When I read the word, I say, Lord, you search me. Help me. Hallelujah, because, you know, we got brothers talking about. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we just give you praise and thanksgiving today. Wonderful. But I got a thing in my mind that I got to stay low. Because we in a land I ain't been before. Anybody understand what I'm saying? And his eyes is turned toward Revival Center. And don't you know, the God over this church, he's here. He's here. That we love Jesus. That we want to serve Jesus. We're not here trying to drive in the finest car. We're here to serve our Lord. We're trying to learn. We're trying to learn. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to preach the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe the gospel. And these signs, he says, should follow them. But I can see the little bit that we use of it and that we understand and know. Hey, I just thank him. I praise him. I love him. Amen. Amen. And trying to make 100 costs 99. Lord, I'm running. Trying to make 100 won't do. Well, Lord, I'm praying. Oh, cause 99 and a half won't do. Trying to make 100 cause 99. Oh, Lord, I'm trusting you. Cause I'm trying and a half won't do. Oh, Lord, trying to make 100, cause 99, cause 99 and a half ain't gonna do. I said 99 and a half ain't gonna do, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the way, all the way. Oh, I thank you for being in our midst today, Lord. Thank you for miracles and signs and wonders and people. I thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, because you're here today. Had them 9 shots and you let him know that it was you that brought him through. Hallelujah! We send the word to him, Lord. In Jesus' name, heal. Let him preach the gospel, Lord. Because he knows something. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise. I give you the praise for this word today, God. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Ah, yeah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody back there praising God. I desire your prayers for me today because, you know, I'd like for something to come up in because, you know, it's not by power or might, but by his spirit. I'm thinking God is telling me to do. I've been in this thing long enough. John 3. This. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. John is a wonderful chapter. We all read this. That was and asked God, Lord, what is this for me? Named Nicodemus. And my heart is really kind of sad because Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. And the church now got a lot of Nicodemuses in them. But the only thing about it, I said, Lord, I got to find you. Hallelujah, because no, they feel like what they got is giving out something now. Hallelujah, that all of us as ministers of the gospel, teachers God. Okay. The same came to Jesus. Look how he came. Listen, Rabbi, a teacher. We know that thou art a teacher coming from God, except God be with him. So I'm under the impression, which I hadn't seen before. Not only did he saw what Jesus did, and he said, well, and so I'm thinking in my mind, he going back to the Sanhedrin now. We can say what we want, but something about this man. It's something about Jesus, but because they did not want to believe that the first thing that Mary brought him forth, because Mary had her children. She had about six more, seven more kids. But however, praise the Lord, this Jesus, he said, but now we can't deny now that not only are prophets or anybody else. And he say words, hallelujah, that nobody, because we know God, other people raised up too, but God put them down. But this man, never a man spoke like this man before. What we going to do? I'm going to see. So he sneaks out in the night. That's why I know he didn't want nobody to see him, see. So he sneaks out in the night. And Jesus said, he's so sweet. He didn't knife her. Ooh, thank you. But you know what? When you come 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, he gonna be right there meeting with you when you seeking something. Ooh. Jesus said to him, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't understand the kingdom of God. He cannot, people that you think, they don't know what you're talking about. You know you got to be born again. They don't know what you're talking about. They same in the place where Nicodemus was. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? I'm old. Can he enter the second time? But he thought, he said, how can this happen? Jesus said, except a man, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Because Jesus said that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You're born fleshly, you first there. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, blame it. And he couldn't understand no way. The wind blow where it listens. You know, we hear the wind out. You can't tell where it came from and where it's going. So is everyone that is. How can these things be? I don't understand it. To get you to, you know, really come bring you to yourself. You know, you're a master of Israel and you don't know these things? Otherwise, you out there teaching. Listen, Jesus has a way of bringing us to where we need to be. We have no fancy words. A lot of times I say, Lord, you know what I feel anyway. You know my uprising, and my down. Talk all this good talk. I say, because you know where I am. Hallelujah. So he's talking to Nicodemus in love. Because that's the way it's got to be done. It's got to be done. And we see that we do know. Otherwise, we know. And I noticed that we know, he said. We now. And testify that what we have seen. There, you heard us testify what we knew. You were there, Nicodemus, what you heard and saw. We heard this child's testimony. We heard that testimony of what God is doing. It's what God is doing. Because God is moving by his spirit, whether you think it or not. God is moving. Hallelujah. You could be out of traffic and get plowed down. And he said, where am I at? And ye believe not. All right now. How shall you believe if I tell you of heaven? He's wasting your time. And no man has ascended up to heaven. I'm going to skip that wilderness. Even so much the Son of Man be lifted up. For whosoever believeth in him, for God so loved the world. I love that so loved. Oh, we could understand what so loved means. That office, you understood what so loved means. He so loved you, Leslie. You understood it. It's you. I know I need you. And when you look up at that, and Jacob, when you say, Lord, I know it, it's got to be love comes into that. He so loved us. He so loved us. He keep on giving. He gave you peace. He gave you love. He gave you. The smart is not smart. You know, they still don't know nothing. Whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. I'm so happy. Have everlasting life. Because the world is already condemned if they don't believe. He didn't send his son in there. The world through him might be saved. So we go out into the highway. So therefore, we got to have the love to know how to talk to people. Shoot. We don't know what to say to these folk. Come on. You're going to have to get before God. Press on through in your prayer. Minutes, you say. Press to 30, 15 to 30. If you pray in a half an hour, press to 9. You just want to use your own mind. And yeah, don't. If you just want to, yeah, you get to sitting with Jesus, and girl, you the time go. I'm telling you now, the time goes 3 hours. You don't know where it went because there's no time with God, and you get into His spirit. Hallelujah. I'm telling you something. Don't let the devil tell you. Talking to somebody, yeah, you can pray. You get down there, keep pressing in. Okay, I'm taking over now. And I wish I could keep it all the time. Get out and get up and I say, ooh, Jesus, I wish I could just keep this teaching us. When you reach that place in prayer and you know you got something from God, oh, nah, buddy, take him on. But you still there. I have to keep on stepping in the word. That's where the word come in, see. And then you got to tell the devil. Because am I helping anybody? And you, the devil, how much Jesus fasted? Jesus fasted 40 days. He didn't care. Thank you, Jesus. But he said in Psalms 138, ain't nothing like the word. Ain't nothing like the word. Use the word. I don't know what to do. My daughter, I don't know what. I don't know. I do. That's what he wants you to know. I'm learning that. Lord, I don't know what to do with this thing. He said, I'll fix it. And that's good enough for me. And that's good enough for me. Because there are times you don't know what to do. I ain't telling you what to do, then you don't know what to do. Watch out now. And you ain't got no direction if you don't know what to do. Amen. So here there's some bishops, we want to say, in our time. Is anything hiding there? Bishop or whatever's hiding the bishop that the Jews had. He's a Pharisee. And he didn't know about being born again. And he reading the scriptures. He didn't understand it. It takes God for you to understand. Hallelujah. So to see the kingdom is to understand it. Understand the principles. Give us understanding of the principles of the kingdom of God. He's going to let us receive it. Because you can't work outside of that. 18 nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And hallelujah, Jesus. And you can't let the devil bring condemnation against you. Whatever the world, because a lot of people, you know, if they wasn't so condemned, they could do better. One of Romans. Now, see, I've read this scripture many times, but this thing meant more to me today. And them which are in it, say in Christ. Say in Christ. I say in Christ. Spirit, you... When you walk after the Spirit of God, you walk it in the light and you walk it in. Don't be fooling. Don't worry about what other people think. You get your something for you. It said, there's any man be in Christ, and I'm all these things. That he said, you in him, that you belong to him. You're in him, you're a new creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that ain't new. I'm saying, God, I would walk new. I would talk new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this morning I said, oh my God. Oh my Lord. Oh, in you, it's what you want. You can ask me. Hallelujah. Lord, it's you. do this. Lord, do this here. Lord, do that if you're in Christ. You got to first know that you're a new creature. And if you're a new creature, you tell that devil to get lost. Me, you don't know who you're talking to. Because I'm in Christ. I'm a new creature. Doubts. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can see what God is doing in this church. Doing in prayer. I say, he's doing something in me. Pray, I know he's doing something in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Getting up preaching. I said, oh, Lord. Save me some room. And then I begin to see some things that God has been telling me that I can't tell you right now. You'll see. And I want to do. We just got to tell God that. We're here for a purpose. He was taking me so fast. He said, study the kingdom. Okay. I got this one brother. He's really on the kingdom, brother Miles Monroe. And so he knew what it was to be under a king. He said, but a king has a domain. Hallelujah. Just follow him and do whatever he say. A king do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we ought to be doing what he say do. Jesus. I say he's King Jesus. Amen. And Helen, you know, because it make them look good. Number one, they try to get land. You ever notice that? Just something I'm throwing in here that I thought was really good. This is common. What do you want to call it? Real estate. Other junk you don't need. He said, if you're going to do it, I don't want to try to. But look back in the scripture when Abraham, what were they doing? They got land. Amen. But he said, a king, if he call a day, you have to do what the king say. Ha ha. I said, Lord, you are a king. And the need of us singing that now, we don't mean it. They don't need us talking about King Jesus, right in the scriptures and in Romans, of life in Jesus have made me free. It'll give us what we want. And the law in Christ, children of God, will give us you little observation where you can say, here it is or there it is. When the kingdom come in you, you ain't going to know it except to know what to say in that situation. But then something comes out of your mouth that you know what none of you. I said, well, now, you ain't thought about it. You know. And he'll tell you, say, get up and go speak to that lady over there. He can't hardly tell people. Pray for that waitress. Listen, people are hurting. I mean, they are really hurting. Amen. Amen. We stationed, and I locked myself out. And Ronnie was going to come up and open the door for me. And so the man said, well, we'll help you. Ma'am, you in trouble? I said, well, I done locked myself out this car. He said, the man had back issues. He couldn't hardly, he was an old fella. He couldn't hardly bend that hill. I don't know. I ain't seen the man since. But I'm talking about you got to obey the Lord. It ain't God heals them. I don't heal nobody. The Lord, watch out now. Praise the Lord. The Lord heals. Sometimes he'll let you know what you know that he did use you. I'm talking about something that I've experienced. And she said, how you doing, Sister Davis? What you doing, walking? I said, yeah, I'm just kind of walking. And she said, and all the Lord told me, say, put your hand in there. I put my hand down on the wall. I'm standing at the car. I stick my hand down. Jesus didn't do all that. And I didn't have time to do all that. I didn't have time. I said, Lord, heal her. You know, when you touch my knees, God healed me. God healed her. All I did was obeyed. I said, it's not you. It's God. And I'm ready to see. I'm ready because I like to see stuff. I'm ready. You know, I like to see. In that house, because you want to look at all the new. I said, yeah, I'm going in there and look too. Because I'm nosy. I want to know. I'm just nosy. So what the Lord is leaving here today, are you a new creature? Everything pass away. Things are becoming new to you, to me, to you. If you be honest, that you hold, that one, you really want to quit. Now that's what he told me. He said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a miracle today. Because it takes something for somebody to get up and say, I ain't coming up to it yet. I will say, you're a new creature. Praise God. Even if your mind, you can't get a hold of your mind thinking things that should not. You're going to come in faith. And it's going to take something to come up here. Up, down, you know, praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah, Jesus. It's going to take God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something that I know. Satan, and a lot of times you think you thought that. Have you ever noticed that it's too, you could be praying to something up in your mind?
Oh, yeah.
You're made in the image of God. But the Lord told me, he said, if we'll keep praying, all that's up in your mind where the devil tried to get in, he said, I'm going to take it over. He said, instead of you thinking.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
See, I know. You come in faith believing. You come,
yes.
Let his word abide in you.
Yes.
And start putting his word in you.
Yes.
And start, you know, just reading the word. Praise the Lord, and put that, try to remember some of the word, because your grandmama is pitiful, honey. But I say, Lord, praise the Lord, you help me, because I know it's the word that set me free. I know the word will set me free. Amen. I can't tell you everything I go through. I can't tell Al everything I go through. I can't tell Dad everything I go through. But I know who God is. I know he's a healer. And when I went through something not too long ago, he said, tell the saints, he pray for them. He said, because the devil is vying for their minds.
Yes,
I'm so glad we knew that. We didn't have to know that.
That's right.
When I lay hands on you, I'm laying in God. In God.
Yes.
And I'm imparting to you peace in your mind.
Yes, Jesus.
When the devil try to come in like a flood,
yes,
the Lord going to lift a standard.
Yes, Lord.
Trying to keep the devil alive. The Lord going to lift a standard,
yes,
in your mind,
yes.
In your mind, in your mind. And you're going to get up and testify.
Yes.
You ain't going to even know what to say, sister, because what people go through, they can't put it in words.
Right.
I'm telling you now, this is what God told me. They can't put it in words. They can't even put it in words.
Yes.
They love God. Lord, these people love you, and the devil is a lie. Oh, because Shantan al-Messiah. Oh, my